Good Saturday morning from Camp Courageous. This is Charlie Becker, the director of Camp Courageous, giving you this week's update for the week of October 28th, 2022. For new listeners, Camp Courageous is a year-round recreational and a respite care facility for individuals with disabilities. It is run without government support, without formal sponsorship, and without anyone being paid to raise money for the camp. What this means is everything that is donated, whether it be time, materials, or money, goes directly to benefit the campers. Camp Courageous congratulates WMT Radio on its 100th anniversary as Camp Courageous celebrates its 50th anniversary this year. Half of WMT's existence has been spent supporting Camp Courageous, starting in 1972 with WMT sports broadcaster Tay Cummins and his wife Dottie. Camp Courageous has been forever grateful. WMT will be celebrating its 100th anniversary on November 10th at the Akshok Inn in Amana with our dear friend Bill Leitzenring and other WMT personalities. It should be a fun evening of reminiscing. For more information, get a hold of Doug Wagner at WMT Radio. Camp Courageous' travel campers have spent the week in Nashville, Tennessee. They've had great activities like visiting the zoo, going to the Opry Mill Mall, the Rainforest Cafe for meals, the Grand Ole Opry, Nashville City Tour, the State Museum, gem mining, and a dinner show at the Nashville Nightlife. A great time was had by all the campers, and once again, that's part of Camp's travel program where we take campers all over the country. Campers here at the camp have enjoyed a wonderful Halloween dance, haunted trail, and so much more. It's always a great time of the year. We have all types of awards for different costumes that campers wear, and just always a great week as we continue the Halloween theme. Also, we have had campers and staff traveling to Bloomsbury Farm in Atkins to be a part of their annual corn maze, which this year, the design features the Camp Courageous logo and the 50th anniversary logo. A big thank you to the Peterson family for their outpouring of support of Camp Courageous. Camp Courageous is beginning their American Red Cross After School Learn to Swim program starting here shortly. The first session will be November 7th through the 18th, and the second session will be December 5th through the 16th. For more information, you can go to Camp's website at campcourageous.org. Camp invites all veterans and their families for a special event on Veterans Day. We'll be having this over in the Memorial Park. There'll be food, free zipline rides, bowling, bingo, and a whole lot more. It'll be November 11th from 1 to 3, once again at Durgan. We invite veterans and their families to come out and be a part of it. A big thank you to Speed Herrig from Cookies Barbecue Sauce. We had a great time selling items off his barbecue wagon, and Speed has done this for many years, a wonderful individual, and we thank him for that. During the month of November, a big thank you to the Dubuque Land Quick Stops and Dairy Queens who are making more awareness of Camp Courageous and raising money for the camp. There'll be canisters at all those locations. A big thank you to those folks at Quick Stop and the Dairy Queens. Camp's largest fundraiser, the Manchester Garage Sale, now is open year-round. They're located at 1121 East Main Street in Manchester, Iowa. They're open Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. and on Saturdays from 9 a.m. to noon. And another big change is from now until Christmas, they'll be open Wednesday nights until 7 p.m. Once again, from now till Christmas, they'll be open Wednesday nights to 7 p.m. This fundraiser is run 100% by volunteers, some of the most good and caring people you ever want to meet. They sell new and lightly used items, all types of things that are at a very reduced price, from clothing, the coats, the boots, the shoes, Christmas items, jewelry, purses, bedding, you name it, they have it there. I remember we brought a lot of Leo Grieco's items up there after he had passed. They also take credit cards now, so it's cash or credit cards are accepted. And a big thank you to the volunteers, to all those people that bring items out for us to sell, and to all the shoppers. Huge thank you. Camp Courageous' largest fundraiser, the Manchester Garage Sale. A big thank you to Jim Simons from up in Farley, who is working on a Polaris emergency vehicle for our camp's nursing program. John and Peg Slusher donated the money for this. Jim's donating all the labor for it, and it'll be a beautiful addition to Camp Courageous once it's completed. We'll have more information on that here in the future. Had a meeting this past week on water quality out here at Camp Courageous. We're very concerned about that all the time, like everyone is. Thank you to Jeff Pitlick for heading it up. We had Aaron Erickson from Limestone Bluffs there. We had Matthew Dvorak from the DNR. We had Steve Conradi from the DNR. We had Miranda Heiss from the DNR. Brad Mormon from Jones County Conservation Central Park. It's just a great group of people, had a great tour of camp, and we're looking forward to continuing to have Camp Courageous have the best water available. We're finishing up on construction on the Durkin Pavilion elevator. Things are coming along real well with that, and we're looking forward to having that completed so campers and staff and the general public can get from the main floor down into the basement quite easily. Camp Courageous is celebrating its 50th anniversary with the raffle of a 1971 VW bus. It's been seen throughout the area. It has autographs on the glove compartment from David Ortiz, Alex Rodriguez, Johnny Bench, and Kevin Burkhart from the Field of Dreams. And their Fox announcers at that time. Great opportunity to win a 1971 VW bus, all decked out. That will be drawn on the last day of the year, December 31st of 2022. The last opportunity to buy a ticket will be the day before that, 24 hours out. So if you'd like more information on that, you can go to Camp Courageous's website at campcourageous.org. Camp Courageous's need of the week is flashlights. As the darkness hovers over us for more and more of our day, we use a lot of flashlights, and we're a little short on flashlights right now, so if folks can help us out on that, we'd dearly appreciate it. Camp Courageous hopes you have a wonderful weekend and a great week to come. We are sincerely grateful to you for listening.